So step five is to continue to promote your content on autopilot, because again, people probably have to see it a few times before they're going to read it. And the nature of social media is that you always have new people coming through the door. So I might update my Facebook page message today, but then a bunch of new people join the site. They didn't see my old message. I want to remind them again. Same thing with Twitter. People are coming and going. So you want to continue to promote on autopilot. So Twitter is one that you want to definitely continuously update with a link to your freebie. I would recommend that you change up the message so that you don't just sound like a robot who's tweeting the same thing over and over again. And this can just be a really small tweak. So you can say, check out my free video. I just made a free video. Come tell me what you think. Here's my free video about doing this. You know what I mean? You're not changing it drastically, but just so people aren't seeing the exact same message repeated over and over again. The other way that you can promote on autopilot is to continue to mention your freebie in your blog posts, in the emails that you send out, if you do a video show or a podcast or something like that. So for me, I do a email newsletter that goes out every week, and I plan out that content ahead of time. And so if you know that you do emails every week, let's say you do one a week like I do, you might want to mention this freebie, let's say once a month would probably be a good amount of frequency. You're going to feel like you've told people about it over and over again, but I guarantee you people will send you emails that have been subscribed to your list for a year that you've told about it so many times. And they're like, hey, that was a really cool video. And you're thinking, how have you not seen that before? But I promise this is what happens. So just put that in your schedule to remember to put a mention of it, let's say every week or every month or even every quarter in your blog or your email newsletter or however it is that you communicate with people regularly. Another place you can put it is on your website. So you can see on my site, when you go to, let's say, the blog of my site, I have this advertisement on the side that says Twitter in 10 minutes a day. Click here for your free video instructions, which of course brings you back to page one of my opt-in sequence. So you can put it on social media. You can put it in an ad. This is an ad I have on my own site. Of course, I could put this ad on other people's sites as well. You're just really thinking about all the places that you live on the web and trying to spread that one piece of freebie content as much as you can over and over again. And this is what's just, I think, is just so cool about online marketing in general. You know, after you take the time to set up those three pages, to set up that email sequence that goes out with updated content, and that is going to take you some time, don't get me wrong, but after you set that up, it just works for you on autopilot over and over and over again. New people come in your funnel, they go to that, you get their email address, you put it on whatever new blog posts you create or whatever new emails you send out or whatever new social networking sites you get on. You do the work once and then it continues to market for you over and over, which I think is really cool. And the other thing that I wanted to show you about how to automate this is a really cool site called Hootsuite, which I found out is a pun on the phrase Tootsuite, which we do not say in Texas. So I had never heard of that before. Maybe you've heard of it. Apparently it means it's an American bastardization of a French saying that means to do things fast. So this one is called Hootsuite. It's HootSuite.com, and it's a totally free tool for Twitter that allows you to automate your tweets. I really like to use it. It also has other cool functionality, like being able to see stats of what links people have clicked on. It's good for having searches. You can see here that I have a search for Laura Roeder that comes up. It shows my sent tweets and my mentions. You can basically have whatever you want in these columns. But what Hootsuite is really good for is making sure that you put promoting your freebie on Twitter on autopilot. So I could put a message in here, you know, check out my free video on Twitter in 10 minutes a day. And then I would put the URL in of my page one, that first opt-in page, which for me it's twitterwebinar.com. Hootsuite automatically has a URL shrinking feature, which is cool. So I can paste it right here, hit shrink it, and then it goes in right here. So now I have my whole tweet made. I click on send later, and I can send it for any time that I want. And you can see I can go way in the future. You know, I could go to May 2010 if I want to. I can set the exact date, the exact time. You can have it alert you by email when it's sent, and then you just hit submit and it'll automatically send out your tweet. I know there's a paid version of Hootsuite. I think possibly in the paid version it allows you to, you can see that I can only set it for one time. I can't set it for a bunch of times. I think in the paid versions of Hootsuite and probably also at tweetlater.com, they allow you to repeat it a bunch. But as I mentioned before, you want to change it up anyway, so I don't really see it as a problem that you have to put them in one at a time, because it's better if you modify the wording a little bit, because people sort of start to notice if you're sending it out over and over again. So again, that's Hootsuite. You can see how to spell it right here. Hootsuite.com is a really great free tool. And as far as how often to do it, it really depends on how much you tweet. So I usually promote my freebie content about once a week, but I send anywhere from 5 to way, way more than 5 tweets every day, which you know if you follow me on Twitter. So for me, sending out something once a week really doesn't feel like a lot when compared to the total volume of tweets that I send. If you're only sending out tweets a few times a week, then you might not want to promote your free content that often, because again, we don't want to spend all of our time pitching stuff, even though it's free content. You don't want to spend all your time pitching on Twitter. So if you have a lower overall tweet volume, you probably want to make your frequency less. If you have a higher volume, you can make your frequency more. There are also tools that allow you to use something like Hootsuite to make your update automatically go to Twitter. To automatically go to Facebook. You can integrate Twitter and Facebook together so that your Twitter updates will go to Facebook, or selective ones will go to Facebook, and that's a way to use a tool like Hootsuite to automatically update your Facebook status as well. Okay, so let's just recap the steps real quick. Step one is to craft your freebie opt-in. That's where you figure out what your free content is going to be related to your pitch. You create page one, which is where you collect their email addresses and give them a little sample. Page two tells them to confirm, and then below that gives them your pitch. And then page three is the actual meat of your freebie, and then you repeat your pitch below that. Step two is to follow up. This is where you set up those automated emails that send a mix of selling and more content related to your topic. Step three, make it easy for them to share. This is where you add those social bookmarking buttons and the Twitter buttons and the email lists all over your three pages to encourage social media sharing as much as possible. Step four is to update your status on all of your social media sites. And step five is to continue to promote this on autopilot through Twitter, through Facebook, through your blogs, and through your emails.